about that?
Is another way of, if you wanted to close the door, what's another way you can say that?
And they would always say shut the door.
Well, the outside of your house, how is it kept up? What did it have on it?
Well, they didn't have, very seldom you would find a house painted long then on the outside, very seldom. And they would just like the wood they build these houses out of, the planks and boards that were just plain. That very seldom you would find a house painted at that time.
What do you call that kind of boards that go like this, one on top of the other like that?
Let me see. Some call it ceiling, some call it, I don't know. Let me see. Boards all around them.
And how are they, the boards held up there? What were they held in back, in place back?
Oh, you mean when they build a house? They would use nails is to...
How would they put the nails in there?
With a hammer.
And would they, what would you do to the nails to get it in there?
You would have to nail it with the hammer. Take a hammer with your hand and nail that nail. And then you'd put another board up there, and then you would nail that one up there for it to stay up there.
But you just call that kind of stuff?
What? I call it boards, taking boards and, you know, building a house, you know, like that.
Were there any cars then?
No, no cars. Wagons and buggies. Long
wagons and buggies?
That's right.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about the wagons and buggies.
Well, you take wagons, you know, they had two types of wagons. One we call two-horse wagon and one-horse wagon. Well, now that one-horse wagon, that would just be one mule or horse pulled back. And with the two-horse wagon, it would be two mules or two horses you would hitch to this wagon if you carry that wagon. It was a larger wagon than the one-horse wagon was. And then with a buggy, there was a buggy, and then there was a buggy we call us what the sari. And that sari, it would carry two horses or either, you know, well, it would carry two horses or two mules, you could hitch to it. But the buggy would carry one horse or one mule. And mostly, this one buggy, there would be a seat that two people could sit in, that two seats. Seats, one in the front and one in the back, and probably, you know, four people's ride in that.
Which is that called?
That's called a surrey. I call it surrey, and maybe I can't pronounce it good, but that's what I call it.
Now, did you have one of those?
No, my daddy didn't have one of those. He had this wagon and a buggy, what my daddy had.
Now, tell me about that. How are the horses connected to the front? They can just tie them on there by the tails, I don't know.
No, they would have harnesses to put on these mules, and in these harnesses they would have traces, and these trace chains would connect to the wagon. And between those two mules, they would call it a wagon tongue. And you see, it would be always between those two mules, you know, when you get them hitched up. And then after you get them hitched up to this wagon, then you would have lines to connect from the bridles, and they would reach back to you in the wagon, and you would take those lines, and that's the way you would guide those mules and horses to the wagon with those lines.
Well, now, what if you were just riding on horseback?
Wait. You just have one, you would have a bridle on that, and then if you like, some use saddles, and some people didn't use saddles to ride horses or mules like that.